All right, it's the rundown. It's brought to you by CBDMD, premium CBD oil products. They are THC-free, organically grown. It's an independent company, so there's third-party testing to ensure that this shit is all good and nothing but the highest quality CBD. And they have a whole line of products. They've got capsules. They've got gummies. Tinctures, which we all know what a tincture is now. Yep. They've got CBD PM for when you want to go to sleep at night. Lotions for your skin. Bath bombs. Are you a bath guy, Ron?
I could see you dabbling. To take a bath from time
I could see you dabbling.
I'll dabble with some CBD bath bombs.
I also feel like you dabble in the world of marijuana as a guy who does such. You're are you down with the CBD craze?
Of course, bro. Of course.
It's good for the.
And it's like guilt-free. Like there's a little bit of with marijuana you smoke and you kind of feel bad about yourself. Like maybe someone doesn't approve of this or they're not going to be all right with it. CBD, fucking whip that out in the airport.
Good to go. You could be a union guy. You're not going to lose a job because of your testing.
That's what a lot of my union
buddies. Wait, you just threw union guy in willy-nilly. That's just you.
I thought about it because I know a lot of union guys.
Same.
I know some union guys who can't smoke. They can't do anything. They can't do.
You can be a union guy.
You can have your sweet gig. You can work your overtime, get your money, and you ain't gonna lose it for random drug testing.
Hell yeah.
I thought that was like something maybe like the advertiser was like specifically targeted.
Just me. Just me, bro. The union. We're going after the union market here.
Local 420.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know, poor Golden. Golden Tate's failing tests for fucking
right.
fertility.
If he was
shit,
on CBD, he would have been
all
fine.
All gravy, man. All good.
The players union would have been good with
you. Shout out to my union guys. Go to CBDMD.com. Promo code rundown. 25% off your order. I love a good 25% discount. Ooh. CBDMD.
I just called the local 420. That was good.
Hey,
Steam Fitters.
No, that is local 420.
Yeah, there you
Steam
go.
Fitters,
there
bro.
You go.
On top of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Steam Fitters. So there's like, come that's on. A multifaceted
what
fucking.
Are you
you gotta know your unions, dude. What are the tunnel guys? They're called like the tunnel rats or some shit like
rats,
that.
Rats, yeah, rats. I'm pretty
come
sure
on, bro. Get up on your, brush up on your
why
union.
Why do you guys
talk.
Know so much about, do you know things about unions? Oh, yeah.
Tommy practically is a union.
Blue collar Tommy. Yeah, of course.
We got,
works with his hands.
We got the front man, the rock star, Ron, or what's your name? Derek? What's your name over there?
Scott Travis.
Another pop punk show. We'll talk about that at the end of the show, though. Let's get into these topics first. LeBron James.
Hey, wait, I want to.
Oh, we got to talk about the shirt.
Before people go further,
we got to talk about
this. I know this shirt's terrible.
Stand up for the people.
I don't
stand
know
up for the
is.
People.
I don't
so
know.
So this
is.
Shirt. Let me give the rundown. It's got probably over 1,000 giraffes printed on it. When you really start to do the math. Like,
this is Africa.
It looks like. You know what it looks like? It's a daishiki slash polo. It looks like they tried to make a African daishiki and turn it into a
but
polo.
But that's fire.
It's got the 3/4 length sleeves with the button thing.
Yes,
in case
dude.
You want to roll them up.
Yes.
It's not a full
it's
button
not a full
down.
Button down, but it's also not just a
I
regular
like
polo.
No collar. When I went to Ethiopia this summer, I could have worn this to that wedding. I was telling you earlier, I stopped someone mid-conversation. I was like, ooh, look at what Fights is wearing. Look at that shirt. It's incredible.
This was his fear. Feidelberg was afraid that he's gone so far with his fashion bullshit that people would look at this and be like, oh, wow, Fights is doing something. No. Now, here's the thing. I think Rowan could pull his shirt off.
Because Rowan
can do that.
I got an Instagram ad for this shirt, like, yesterday.
Oh,
I swear to God. No, this
I
exact
got it.
Same
I got
shit.
This on an Instagram,
they're targeting
man.
Us right now. This, no, but like, I mean, I'm obviously not. The
now let me entice
guy.
You a little bit more. It is 100% polyester.
Stop it. That's not even a blend.
That is the shittiest shirt ever.
Like, I think this shirt is like technically poisonous. Like, I've never
it
seen anything
is
in my
toxic.
Whole life.
You're
that is
100% green.
Polyester. It's like I'm trying to make weight or something. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, you're
like
gonna sweat
in,
it out.
In hair, remember like high, like elementary school when you like created like an ecosystem?
Yep.
And like it would like rain in it and stuff like that. Like,
oh yeah.
There's
yeah.
an ecosystem under this shirt. Like with my
you got
sweat
bacteria
and stuff.
It doesn't breathe. It definitely doesn't breathe. It's
that
a terrarium.
I said it looks like you're gonna stare at it and a giraffe's gonna pop out. It's like a 3D fucking
yeah.
poster.
With the giraffes and the which I didn't notice when I bought it, I didn't notice the giraffes on it. Looking at it now, it's borderline.
Could
impossible.
You imagine his surprise when he opened up a shirt that has 1,000 giraffes on it?
And what did
like,
you see?
I didn't realize like I mean this is like this shirt's like is racist.
No. It's a celebration
so much,
of. No, it's
so
not.
Much cultural appropriation. No,
there's a fine line between appropriation and celebration.
No, it's
Rowan thinks you're on the celebration side.
What are you doing with it? You're not appropriating it. You're not taking it somewhere, and you're getting chastised for it. You're a champion of good, loud polyester shirts.
It's
shout out to giraffes.
This is not one. I think a caller called in on radio and said look good too. This is not one I will be tricked into thinking this looks good. This is an awful shirt. Today will be the one day I wear it. It is.
You're giving it to Devlin?
Compliment John's shirt.
I mean,
I think that thing's fire. I don't know what that says about me.
This is the Devlin. You can have this shirt.
Oh, shit. Fuck yeah.
I was going to rip it off. You know what? You can have it. I'm going to gift you this shirt.
Claimed. That is claimed, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, Devlin did claim it.
Devlin called dibs on Devlin called it.
I do think maybe it's also, by the way, it's only $15.19.
$15.19.
So you can go get that and maybe by maybe by Christmas it'll arrive from China. So you too can have your giraffe shirt.
Unreal.
You know who wouldn't like that? Union guys. Union guys would make fun of you so bad for that.
Sure, but Zah, though, has Zah seen it? I feel like Zah would
I think this
heavy.
Is Zah in a nutshell. It's like a white guy polo mixed with an African guy daishiki.
Yes, bro, Zah would crush that. You should get, move it on to Zah.
And it would probably fit him because it's an oddly cut shirt.
I don't know.
It would be long sleeves on Zah. It'd be perfect.
It probably would perfectly fit Zah. I don't know what body type this shirt was created for. I can't think of something where like this would look flattering.
The polyester, baby.
I guess Rowan would probably, I think Rowan could probably wear
Rowan it. Rowan can pull off anything, though. Yeah. It doesn't count.
That's incredible. Thank
Let's
you.
Get to LeBron. That. LeBron is making waves. He's been making waves with his son all summer with the AAU tournaments. He's in the layup line. He's celebrating like crazy. This time he took it to a whole new level. Jumps on the court, loses his shoe, needs to run back on, interrupts the game, and then ends up like stomping his way off the court, all for an alley-oop that did not involve his son. It's other kids. So he's just celebrating other 14-year-olds. I'm usually a defender of LeBron James. I think we've gone too far here. I think it's a little bit much. I think Bron could tone it down.
It's something that other dads would get in trouble with during AAU games. But LeBron James isn't other dads, though. At the same time, it's a different set of rules. It's why, like, at the Duncan Awards, you can wear a t-shirt and kind of get in trouble, and Francis, like, will wind up getting fired for some situation like that. It's different, rules for different people.
Now I have to say okay to that. Because,
right, you know what I mean? You have a different set of rules.
That's totally fine. But using that same analogy, I also acknowledge that it was an asshole move for me not to dress up. So while the rules may be different and I didn't get fired, I do know that the behavior was asshole behavior. So you can tell me that LeBron, there's two different schools here. If you want to tell me LeBron's being a dick, he's being outrageous because he can, okay. The other people who are like, it's just a dad supporting his son, like, no, it's not. Because it's viral on the internet for a fucking reason.
I agree. I think it's fine. I think you're right with like the, yeah, he has a different set of rules. He does. But you can't talk about this without going, if this is a regular dad, it'd be a real dickhead move.
Yes.
Like a fat dad, like a fat bearded God. Dad, like
no, you know what? Like, I'll take it a step further.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take it a step further, and this is a little different because he was being like combative with the ref. Matt Barnes got kicked out of his son's basketball game this same weekend. And granted, yelling at the ref versus celebrating with a kid is very different. But even Matt Barnes, who was an NBA player himself, isn't getting that same treatment. Every other dad in the building is going like, dude, come on. These are like 14-year-old kids. Just fucking sit down. Act like you've been there before. You're the James family. So,
but there has to be an element of him not having a dad and that's where it's like, wow, your point holds water. Like, anyone who says that back to your point, it's just like, now you're the asshole for being like,
oh,
right,
yeah,
like,
well, my dad left me, and I want to make sure that
it's
I
like, well,
my
damn,
son.
Like, I didn't fucking make your dad leave.
Yeah. No, but I'm sure there's
I didn't leave you.
Definitely a level of that. I'm sure he's, like, overcompensating a bit. It's not the end of the world either way. If he was, like, being a dick to refs or yelling at other kids, it'd be like, you're a bad person. This is just, like, you're kind of being a dick.
Yeah, I generally like LeBron. Most of that is probably out of just to spite Dave, but, like, I had no problem with LeBron.
My problem is that...
But still watching this, I was just like, dude, fucking relax.
I actually think the worst clip was the earlier one of the weekend where Bron Jr. just dunks on like a wide open lane and like LeBron runs on the court like flexing for that. It was the defense like was just like, we're going to let LeBron James
the
Jr.
Red
dunk right
parted.
Now.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing happened.
And it's
I
cool.
Came
I mean, listen,
good.
Any 14-year-old dunks, it's cool. But like that to me was like, that wasn't even... I don't know what's worse, celebrating... your kid making what is pretty much a very basic play or celebrating other kids that don't even belong to you.
LeBron James Jr. changed his number because he didn't want to be associated with his dad, right?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
First of all, it's going to be difficult being named LeBron James Jr. Yeah, you can't really. But, like, if your kid is doing things to, you know, at least pseudo-actively disassociate himself from you and
have your own
be his own man,
yeah.
Then, like,
Don't hijack his moment.
Yeah. Like, I'm changing my basketball number so people don't think about my dad when I'm playing basketball. Oh, wait, my dad is doing cartwheels at midcourt, right?
Yeah. And I mean, again, this wasn't LeBron James Jr., but let's say it was. The talk would be about LeBron James celebrating, not being like, wow, did you see LeBron's son, like, fucking throw down an alley-oop in the middle of a 14-year-old game? You know what I mean? So
I still can't tell, like, if it's genuine or if it's manufactured.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, is it a natural thing? Like, he's just jumping up, hyping up his teammates, and it's an immediate visceral reaction? Or is it like, let me do this
cameras
to
are
show
on.
People that I'm this type dad. Of dad or something like that? And I still can't tell.
I mean,
and that's been a refrain of LeBron's whole career. I can't tell how self-aware he is. Yeah.
I think just from very basic and not even very comparable, like, parenting experience, I think, like, I'll run into people who I can see are doing it, like, to show that I'm the best dad or the best mom. So I can see on his level, like, times a billion. But also, he is just kind of like a social misfit that does weird things sometimes. So,
right.
Forever. We'll never know with LeBron. That's why he's one of the most fascinating characters ever.
I think it has to be fake. I think if you have, like,
I don't. If like Keegan was like throwing down alley oops though, I would be getting like pretty crazy. I wouldn't jump on the court, but I would be like, oh, you ma, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'm screaming
in
the crowd.
Any reaction that lasts longer than 3 seconds.
Is like you have to be putting
it
on. Because
like,
you know what? Even
like,
if
I
did get too hyped and I ran on the crowd, I'd be like, oh my god, like on the court, I'd like run back and like, oh shit, I can't believe I did that. he knew it, embraced it, and went harder.
But like, think of like summer league basketball at the Rucker or at like Dickman or whatever.
Crazy.
Like people, like the reaction is almost part of the sport.
Yes.
And I feel like he might be playing into that a little bit, dunk reaction, like watching Magic type reaction, where it's just like, fun to run away.
Yes,
fun to enjoy. Maybe he's enjoying
but
himself.
But that's to the greater point of like you're making it about yourself because you're like thinking, okay, I got to make sure the reaction is also cool.
Right.
Like just let the moment be, bro.
Right,
other people do that. Other basketball controversy, Jeremy Lin, this video of him speaking at some like event, some convention of some sort, weeping about not getting an NBA contract, saying he's hit rock bottom and that NBA free agency has been really tough for him.
And in English, there's a saying, and it says, once you hit rock bottom, the only way is up.
因为有一句话说，当你跌到谷底的时候，你只有往上爬。
But rock bottom just seems to keep getting more and more rock bottom for me.
但对我来讲，好像每年那个谷底是越来越深啊。
And so, free agency has been tough.
As a normal guy on Twitter, on the internet, social media, it's a little bit much.
Jeremy Lin's career earnings, $68 million. A lot of money.
30 for 30 was made about him. He's had an 8 or 9 year NBA career. It's a pretty long one.
The average 4 years.
Yeah.
The average guy flamed out.
He's 30. Most people flame out of the NBA by 23, I would guess.
Yeah.
And
you've had a great run. You are a cultural phenomenon. You are, you know, to literally billions of people across the world, you're like a fucking hero. You're a Harvard-educated graduate. It's not rock bottom.
I think the crazy part to me is he might be a fucking idiot. Because how did he not know this?
Yeah.
Like, when was the last time he got legitimate NBA minutes?
Been a minute.
He's
bounced
shocked.
From team to team. Right. Yeah, he barely got any
I found out today he used to play for the Lakers.
Yeah, he made
$16 million when he played for the Lakers, bro.
Yeah, it's not just that he played for them. Like, he was there and getting minutes and getting paid. Of all people, you would think, you know, he is pretty educated and he does, like, always well-spoken. You would think he'd have a little bit of perspective on the moment and just be like, you know, things have been tough, but I had a great run. But
I was averaging 2 minutes a game last year.
Can you believe I haven't gotten a contract?
There might not be a team for me when this contract runs off.
Right.
Like, you should have gone to free agency probably expecting,
well, it's over.
This one might be done.
Yeah.
And it's also, like, he could come back, like, midway through the season or something.
Oh, I bet
it's
you
like
he gets a look. I bet you. I think he's probably a great
practice
player. I think he's, and if it's really all about the love of the game, go play in China. Like, you know, Marbury was a fucking hero over there. You'll be 10 times that. So I know that rich people can be upset. I know that, like, you can be successful and have mental issues or be depressed or be upset. I know that athletes pour their heart and soul into it. But when you are, like, if you watch the full clip, he had to pause for, like, minutes. Like, he could not compose himself.
That's wild.
And then when you use the term rock bottom, even if you meant it, like, relatively speaking to the NBA free agency, you're just going to look like a dramatic idiot.
This whole video is so absurd, but, like, I mean, it's so absurd because when he finally, I didn't see what the question was about, so I saw when it cut into him
the answer.
Crying and him being like, it's just the worst thing ever, you know, it's rock bottom, and blah, blah, blah. And then he, like, almost, like, composes himself. He regains his composure and just goes, so yeah, free agency's been tough. And, like, that hits like a punchline. I was like, I didn't know what he was talking about. And I was like, God, like, did his mom die?
I was going to say that. Like, yeah, so the death of my mom is really tough.
It was like, nope, just no one's looking for a guy who plays 2 minutes a game, scores no points.
And he just won a championship, by the way. Like, if anything, this would probably be the time to call it a day.
Right.
You
yeah,
made
right.
your money, right you off had your moment, sunset. And you got yourself a chip, like, it's been a good run, Jeremy. Don't worry. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I kind of prepared to take the other side of this, but it's like it seems like he just needs some of my perspective. Like,
I honestly think if you asked him right now, he'd be like, yeah, I got overly emotional. It's not rock bottom. We're all good. I think he got caught up in the moment. I don't think he's like would stick to his guns on rock bottom. Or I think he would very much clarify, like, I meant rock bottom, meaning I'm not getting any contract offers. I think Jeremy Lin knows life could be. I sincerely hope. Otherwise, he needs a healthy dose of perspective.
Right.
Putting things in perspective, a 16-year-old made $3 million this year playing Fortnite.
Ladies and gentlemen, this cup is yours. One more time, your world champion, Booga!
The Fortnite World Cup. I think
not this year, right? He made it.
I meant like this year's World Cup. In one tournament, $3 million. I think bigger and cooler, well, not cooler than the $3 million. That's pretty much the coolest part. But he played in front of a fucking arena, in front of a stadium out in Queens. Like, the market, you know, everyone keeps saying, like, it's like the wave of the future or whatever. Like, it's here, bro. You're selling out arenas. You're winning $3 million tournaments. You're, you know, going viral. He is.
How do they have that much money? Like Tiger won $2 million for the Masters.
Yeah, right? That's a good point. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure Fortnite just went a little punk on you. Fortnite probably takes a decent chunk of their just like revenue to host that. I think to make it like legitimized. You know what I mean? Like, because I think they'll stay.
I don't think so.
I think they'll stay a cut above of all the other like imitation games if they can be like, we also do. Like, that's, I would play Fortnite over the other game if I knew there's a $3 million tournament in the end.
Or you're just a superstar in front of a whole fucking stadium.
Right. Booga
this
was
dude's going to be hitting fucking rock bottom soon. Fucking with $3 million at 16.
Yeah.
They just fucked his life up. What are these video games?
What would you do at 16 with $3 million?
I mean, I would do something way different than the kid who plays video games for 14 hours a day. Like, I would spend it on a cornucopia of drugs.
Oh, drugs. I'll tell you what, he might also.
I mean, he should enjoy yourself. He's 13 or whatever.
16 is a good age where, like, he can go have a good time with that.
But
well,
is he going
to? Can he, like, does this all, like, affect college stuff now? Like, is he,
is
like,
he not an amateur or whatever right. now? Probably.
Because, like,
not.
Colleges have esports teams now. So, like,
Oh, I mean, fuck college, by the way. Like,
yeah,
just keep
doing
this.
$3 million at 16.
I wonder if this is like, you know, will this guy be back next year? Or was this like, you know, by this time next year?
Is it like World Series of Poker
where
just like hits the stride at the right time?
Yeah.
How long has this dude been playing Fortnite for?
I think I don't know him specifically, like his gameplay, but I think he was like a favorite going in because seeing some tweets, people were like, Booga has arrived at the stadium. You know, like, it wasn't just like some random dude. It was like one of the better players. Whether or not I think he like ran away with it too, because the announcer made it seem like it wasn't even close. Like, he blew him out of the water. Actually, is Smitty floating around?
I'm sure we'll be able to get this Booga dude in here. Eventually.
Yeah, right. That's
like,
also
if
what's Ninja's funny
coming
is that
through
like
here, it's like accessible.
It's accessible. It's still at the level where like you probably can get these guys. Smitty was there. He beat the shit out of that llama with the fucking jousting stick.
I watched that maybe 100 times.
I love who was it? Was it his intern who he paid $20 that was filming it? The guy who goes, Jesus, Smitty.
Like a disappointed mom, like, crush or like
that
wife.
Kid's skull.
It's me.
That llama was probably like, fucking A, man.
Dude, that was, the $20 thing was one of the wildest things.
So if you don't know, they get to the World Series of, what is it, Super Bowl? World Series? Whatever it was, of World Fortnite. World Cup. And Smitty goes in there, and they only had like one pass. So this kid stayed outside with the camera equipment. He couldn't just go home. He's like, watch the camera equipment for 5 hours. It's been like oppressively hot.
Yeah.
Bad. And he just sat outside for 5 hours. And then to make things what he thought better and the rest of the world much worse, he gives him $20.
I would have ripped that up.
I would spit in his face.
Shoot it and spit it in his face.
And then like kicked him in the dick.
$4 an hour.
Maybe stabbed him in the neck. That is so much more
who
offensive.
Who was it? Was it TJ, our intern? That
and
that
I believe he also
there?
Called him fat. Because he is a little bit of he's the heavier set.
TJ kind of looks like TJ Detweiler from Recess a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that.
He has the same with all his backwards hat and everything. Mm-hmm. At the same time, from like, I mean, this kid's just the intern. Like, interns,
he handled it well.
Like, Hank got taped to a wall, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, people do have to eat shit from time to time.
Yeah, the low man on the totem pole, he tweeted, like, I was totally okay with it, like, anything for the team. But I'm sure in the moment, when you're on hour four and a half, you're like, fuck, you, Smitty. Come on, dude.
Dude, I gave my intern fucking $100 in a birthday card last year for his fucking birthday. I thought I was the nicest guy, fucking Jake the Rake, bro.
The
I
rake.
Gave him fucking $100, bro. I feel like that was the nicest thing anyone's ever done.
Well, no, that was nice. That's a little bit more. And also, you didn't, like, put him through hours of torture in the 95-degree heat.
I feel like I should have now.
Yeah,
now
you got to get your money's worth, bro.
He didn't fucking earn his money. Unreal.
What was the last topic? Was it
the Mets.
Oh, yeah, Marcus Stroman and the Mets. The Mets are a baffling organization that does things that make no fucking sense. With my head, I know this is a stupid move. In my heart, I like Marcus Stroman. I like that he's from Long Island.
I don't think I like Stroman.
Well, I have to learn a little bit more.
I think when
he argues about, you know, he celebrates on the mound, but then gets mad about pimping homers. You can't have it both ways, bro.
Yeah,
I think he's mad at pimping
home runs. But
yeah,
he's like
but he definitely shimmies out there. We need to cut that out. But other than that, I think he's got some personality. He's got some swagger. He's a local kid. He grew up rooting for the Mets. Now there might
He's also fast with the block button too. I don't like people like that.
Soft. But he might be. There might be some reports that he wasn't too happy to have been traded to the Mets. To which I say one of two things. I'll say two things. One, there might have been a commotion after the trade about the trade. That doesn't necessarily mean I don't want to go to the Mets. It could have been like, fuck you to the Blue Jays like employees that like he wasn't getting along with or something. I don't know. That's my spin zone.
Yeah, that was.
And
good.
If it's,
I was just gonna let that
sounds
one,
good. Yeah, I was gonna let
that
you,
one sit.
No,
out
you know
like
what
fart,
I mean? Like I could see somebody shows up in the locker room is like, hey, pack your fucking bags. You've been traded, and then they have like a clash, and it's about the trade. And everyone's just inferring that it means he doesn't want to go to the Mets when it's more like a fuck you to Toronto. But if it is that he doesn't want to come to the Mets, I get it. I'm not gonna hold as a Mets fan. I'm not gonna hold that against you.
That organization stinks.
Yeah.
You guys stink, dude.
I told him. I said you're not here for a long time or a good time. But let's just make the most of this. Let's do some good interviews. Maybe we'll sell some T-shirts. Maybe we'll win some games.
He probably listens to how you talk about the Mets.
Yes, exactly.
He doesn't have a problem with pimping home runs. He wants you to pimp home runs.
That's what I thought.
It's the complete opposite. He's
right.
Like, hitting is the hardest thing in the world. If you can hit a home run off me. Like, good for you. Do whatever you want.
So, what was that about, Tommy? You were totally like, yep.
You guys said it with such confidence that I just nodded
my head. So, I was like, okay. Yes, absolutely.
That was my impression of him. Yeah. And that was the best. Come on. The best part.
He doesn't want to play for you. This is all so stupid. You're only doing this trade so we don't have him.
I know.
You don't even care about winning. You just want us.
I love it.
We do it for the Red Sox all the time. That's
absolutely.
So I guess, tip my cap to you, but
it's a great move.
Fucking move for
it's
both
a
teams.
Great move to see your
you
dumb
gave up nothing
weasel face.
You
I know.
Gave up nothing. That K guy stinks.
I know. Everyone's like, you
gave 7-year range.
They were like, we gave up your a couple top 10 prospects.
When your prospects all stink, it doesn't matter.
I could be a top 10 prospect. Yes, exactly. When you have that bad of a farm system, giving up prospects doesn't matter. I do like that kid, K. He was retweeting a bunch of Barstool things.
Us.
He's a funny stool. Like, he's down with the stoolies. His Twitter name is Tony Bucket, so you know he's got to be like a cool guy.
That is funny.
So is this
a stoolie for stoolie trade?
Pretty much.
Huh? Yeah,
I don't know if Stroman I would call him a stoolie.
He's interacted with us before.
But he's, you know, a Barstool guy. He's got, like I said, he's got some personality. I think if the Mets were a real team, they would keep all of these fucking pitchers. They would go bolster the bullpen, and they would get another couple bats to go with their core of Alonso,
Conforto,
McNeil.
Yeah, then you make one more run.
But they're not going
to.
So it's just like this was a move for no reason. And that's probably why Marcus Stroman's like throwing chairs around or whatever he was doing.
As he should.
But despite all of that, to see Hub's dumb face and that dumbfounded look of like, I can't believe things aren't going to break the Yankees' way.
The fucking Mets.
No, it's not. This,
fuck
it's,
you.
It goes to you. It makes just no sense. Mets. I still don't understand the trade. I was literally just so perplexed at the trade.
Well, we're only six back from the wild card. Gotta just leapfrog 92 teams. No big deal. So, yeah. Stro, welcome home, babe.
I'm sorry. Let's you have to deal with this miserable bullshit for a year and a half.
All right. That's it. Pop Punk was this weekend.
Good time.
I think,
always.
I can't even imagine.
Pop Punk never disappoints, ever.
But I also think that this was like your best show, right?
That's what we were just talking to Robbie. I think
you guys have just practiced more. You're getting better at it. Right. Like, your voice is able to handle it. You did, like, 30 songs.
29 songs, yeah.
So,
a lot of songs. It's a lot of fun. We're just playing hits. We're just playing songs that people know and like. I mean, and just looking out into the crowd, everybody was just cheesing the entire time. So
when
it's
you
like,
do your originals and people sing along with you, that's got to be pretty fucking awesome.
It is pretty cool. Yeah. It is funny as shit. It's
like, everybody in the crowd knows, like, you know, your songs.
Or, like, the song in the summer came out 2 days before the show and, like, people were,
everybody's
like,
singing
along, which is, like, a pretty cool phenomenon. Mm-hmm. We're definitely pretty lucky to go and dick around and do shit like that.
But that's the thing I was saying today, like, the joke is over. You're just a band.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I mean, the joke is going on way too long. So it's like, yeah,
but like,
you got,
like, Barstool just like has a band now. It's like, we can just do musical events now if you want. Like, I was like, you guys could probably play some, like, low-class white trash weddings at this point. You're on that level.
Big
like,
time.
Whatever.
I mean, there's way worse bands at the Jersey Shore that get paid way more to do, like,
to do
weddings
gigs.
And shit
like
that. So
you
guys
should just go on tour.
We gotta be able to do something like that.
And you guys, I mean, you guys should do a wedding tour.
Oh, that'd be so funny. Just ruin some white trash weddings. Some fucking just...
No, you like, would make them, dude.
Yeah.
It would be the best thing
we're
about them.
We're going on tour, but only if you're getting married.
You would have, like, sick fucks be like, well, we've been dating for 6 months, but hey, we can get Pop Punk if we get married
going
now.
To the chapel. Pop Punk covers of your wedding classics.
But, like, I mean, PFT has a guitar solo, like, every song that he shreds. Frankie was up there on his throne. Like,
Frankie
elevated above
it.
Everyone else, just shredding it. Bob Fox is a full-blown rock star now. He's even drinking some alcohol when he
showing
fucking
his
plays.
Nipples, unreal. Frankie's dad was fucking front row and center. Mm-hmm. I tried to interact with him during the show, and he looked, it was like I was a ghost. He was looking right through me, staring at Frankie, eyes welling
Frankie
up
was
like
getting
a
Frankie chant going during his solo.
Frankie, 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 Frankie.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Don't let him get a big head.
Multiple incredible. Frankie chants. They couldn't stop chanting for Frankie.
I mean, you were on your home turf.
That was
dude.
A home turf. It was a home show.
It's just so
it's
much
Billy
fun,
Joel
dude.
And you.
Yeah, it's just the most fun thing of all time.
And
it's
yet,
joke,
still,
man.
I see you come in here with a stupid fucking hat on and not your
that
bandana.
That makes it better when the show happens.
No.
Yes.
You know what would be better is if you were just Frankie Drummer all fucking day, every
nope.
day.
Nope.
Is that what you're gonna play? Is this gonna be your angle? Is like I want to make it special.
Yeah, like Superman.
Yeah. All right.
I'm this fucking idiot. Who
I'm gonna be Clark Kent all day, you dickhead.
More and more, I'm like in this internet world. Like obviously, I was working at Borelli, so I didn't really know a lot of this stuff, and now like. I'm seeing all these sections of the internet, like the golf hardos are like a certain type of people,
mm-hmm.
and man, goddamn, the drum hardos may be the worst of the bunch.
What? They're saying
they're
not
like,
that good.
Like any video like someone puts up of me or like playing the drums, like it could sound good. They're like, yeah, it's okay, but his tempo is way off. And like, then there's a thread of like, he started out at a 180 MBP and shit.
Oh
and then
my
he, it's
God.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm just hitting drums. I play drums once a month, every couple months. Like, we
I
go
mean,
out
right,
there,
that's
we're literally. Editing pizza reviews and then we go out and put on a fucking rock show. Yeah, my tempo's off. I'm not a drummer. We work at an internet company.
Dude, I don't
I'll
know enough.
What, I
when I see
amazing.
Those videos, I'm like, that looked pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, like we
and you know who else thinks that? Like chicks in the crowd and guys who
yeah,
want
like
to be
to
drumming.
Go fast.
Like
who gives a fuck?
Yeah. The video he put out of you guys practicing was like and you know what? It's almost more I was saying this. I don't know about, you know, the actual drumming, but it's like your attitude when you do it, the faces you're making, the like intensity you put on a show.
What it is that there's guys that have been, especially bands, like what I've noticed with Pop Punk is like
started
bands like they
years.
Grind out
yeah.
and like they're like in the garages and they're trying so hard to get a show. And like us idiots just like sell out Irving Plaza, go to Mulcahy, he's put on a fucking rock show for a sellout crowd. And these guys are like, why the fuck do they get to do that?
I get that.
We're the musicians.
Yeah, I love
I'm the musician with the Ludwig fucking drum set. Daddy didn't buy me. It's like, shut the fuck up. I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, you worked harder and not smarter. Right. Your life sucks right now. Fucking go sit in the basement with your white snake jacket.
Figure out a way to like, you know, get your way into a company like this and start a fake band and do
so
it. I did have a moment where I was watching you, Roan, and I was like, to think that you're in at this company was Sixers blogs is pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, you texted me that. Like, that's so funny. It's
like, you know, not like I'm a world-class battle rapper or I can do this frontman shit. It was like, let me write about the Sixers.
Yo, break down Michael Carter Williams.
Like, thank God,
bro,
that,
I'll
you
get
know, it worked
fitted,
out.
Bro, I'll get it where I fit in.
Bob Fox was a foreplay.
Yeah, right. Bob Fox gets to the door of foreplay, and he's a rock star.
He was booking
now.
Golf guests. He had no idea what golf was. The sport. You know what the sport was? He's just like, what is this thing on the grass?
It was an awesome show. Great time.
Mulcahy, Philly next Mulcahy. Or what?
Is that Philly the plan?
Rowan's home turf?
You guys should all do
Penn
like
State,
a home turf.
People are saying Penn State stuff too.
Oh,
like people
boy.
Are, but Penn State should just win the fucking the tournament. You know, that would make it
really
easy.
Earn it, Happy Valley.
We'll do a show with the Joe.
The Best Bar thing? Remember they lost?
They like came in second to the one in
that
the,
other bar.
ECU.
ECU being able to beat the goddamn Jonas Brothers is fucking crazy.
That was.
Those guys, they earned it.
Yeah.
Yeah, great show. Thanks to Mulcahy's. They put on a good time,
they
too.
They want us back, yeah, so who knows where.
All right. It's the rundown.